The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Our question for you today is, will you run out of money before you run out of time? Our goal is for you to say no. That's what we're all about today on today's edition of Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, Tom. A wonderful day here in Tennessee and just loving the weather and getting ready for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I love Christmas. I love the colors and the decorations and everything. It's very special to us. And Merry Christmas to all of you who've joined us today. So, Jay, when you talk to our listeners, are they generally optimistic right now or pessimistic as we head into 2025?
Yeah, Tom, as we finish 2024 and head toward 2025, I've been in this business now for 28 years, and I talk to folks all over the country, and I haven't seen this level of optimism in quite some time. Just people really patriotic, just really excited about the direction of the country, you know, due to Trump's victory and Republican control of the Congress. A lot of business owners really excited about the future, the stock market generally favors companies positioned for profit, and investors right now really focused on the fundamentals like earnings and sales growth. We're seeing record numbers there, and we're likely to see that continue into 2025. And then with potentially lower taxes, less regulation, more growth opportunities, and significant changes ahead, investors are rightfully so very optimistic about 2025. And what we've seen, Our team gets together usually on a monthly basis, kind of looking at our forecast for the next year. And one of the things that we learned is that when you see the setup like we're seeing right now with the Fed cutting rates, traditionally, as long as there's not a recession, and we're not forecasting a recession, but generally the stock market goes up about 18% the year following when the Fed starts cutting. We're not saying it's going to go up that amount, but historically that's been about the average. So there's a lot to be excited about, and I just want to share a few of the things that I'm really excited about as a financial advisor, as someone that helps our clients manage money, and we do that for people all over the country. Like I said, we're a fiduciary advisor, but really the big things I like, the manufacturing recovery. That's what Trump ran a lot of his platform on, was manufacturing. You saw a lot of the manufacturing states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Rust Belt states, really voting for change. So I see the U.S. manufacturing sector being a place to really zero in on in the years ahead. The next 4 years could be really exciting times for those states. Also, the fact that there were no new wars while Trump was in office last time, he's made a commitment to stop all the fighting that he's seeing. We'll see if it's a more challenging environment, obviously, coming into this this term than it was the last term. But Trump has pledged really to end the global conflicts, particularly the Russian-Ukraine war. And if he can foster some peace initiatives like expanding the Abraham Accord, a new peace dividend could emerge as well. The other thing I like is energy. Drill, baby, drill, right? That's going to be a huge focus of the Trump administration. And we've talked about it on our show. A lot of the inflation that we've seen over the last several years comes from those rising energy prices, because everything, every good has to be shipped either on a boat, a plane, a train, or vehicles. And that takes transportation gas, right? So the focus on, you know, LNG and export, you know, some of the exports and really increasing oil and gas production really could be huge for the United States. And then lastly, the tariffs, really putting us all, the world stage, on a level playing field. You know, these other countries that have been taking advantage of the United States for years and years, you know, they're going to be forced to either pay a tariff or do some manufacturing here in the United States. So, Tom, it's a really exciting time, and I'm seeing a lot of optimism here for the year ahead.
This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, and it is gift-giving season. You know that. And our gift to you is to get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our friend, fiduciary, and CFP, Jay Peroni. It is unapologetically Christian in its approach, but it's very sound, and if you need sound wisdom on your family finances, get your free download right now. And again, that's available to you at faithandretirement.com. Jay, not to get us off track, but you mentioned about interest rates a few minutes ago, just the possibility that there may be changes there. I walked into a FedEx postal place to deliver a package today, and the gentleman behind the counter was just wonderful. He is an Asian-American gentleman who is a design engineer, but he's working in the postal place because he designs these buildings. There's a $3 million house he just finished designing, and the people said, we're going to wait. We're going to wait until interest rates come down. So he's highly educated, highly over, you know, he's working in the postal place. So that is just amazing because interest rates are so high. People pay a personal toll for these kinds of things. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I was thinking today that I've had only 2 jobs in the last 38 years. But a lot of people change jobs frequently. As they move from place to place, are there financial aspects to that process that they need to think through as it relates to their retirement?
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit, Tom. If you think about it, you know, our parents and grandparents might have stayed with the same company for 20, 30 years. My grandfather retired with a pension, worked for the same company for many, many decades. And the average employee today, Tom, believe it or not, lasts just 4.1 years. So lots of turnover. Wow. And I always say if someone's left a job or they're considering leaving a job as they're approaching retirement, we can help them navigate their financial choices through a biblical lens. That's really where we're a little bit different than the average financial advisor. Faith Investor Services, that's the name of our company. We specialize in helping people incorporate their Christian faith and help them do faith-based planning. And according to Fidelity, right now there are over 422,000 people that are 401k millionaires. And that's, to me, a lot in your 401k. There really are limited choices in those 401ks. And if you're 59 and a half, a lot of people don't realize that even if you're still working for a company, while you're working, you can roll that money out of your 401k, put it in an IRA. It's called an in-service withdrawal. And then you can have it professionally managed. You can have it biblically managed. Make sure that your investments are lining up with your faith, not supporting abortion and pornography and embryonic stem cell research. And we recently had a client. He had about $2 million sitting in a 401k. And he said, Jay, I'm too close to retirement. I'm worried if the stock market goes down, I don't have the expertise or knowledge of knowing when to get in, when to get out, when to be on offense, when to be on defense. So he rolled over his 401k to Faith Investor Services and said, Jay, I want it biblically responsible. That's number one. And number two, I want you guys to do what you do to protect it when the markets are going down. And when the markets are going up, I just want to make as much as I can and get ahead of inflation and taxes. So that's really the advantage of working with a firm like ours, is we can take that Christian worldview, make sure you're not supporting companies that oppose your worldview and your Christian values, and also make sure that we're actively managing it. So when times are good, we're going to try to get you as good of a return as we can. And then when times are bad, we want to protect that capital and make sure you don't see a huge market downturn. We can't always guarantee that there won't be any losses, of course, but certainly having someone watching over it and protecting it when times are bad is very, very important in these days, as you can see.
Well, I know a lot of you listening have 401ks. So if you missed that, pick up the phone and give Jay a call and ask your questions about your own personal situation, because this could be a great solution for you and your family. And his number is 800-270-7310. Jay, we've spent a lot of time this year talking about inflation. And, you know, I'm heading to the grocery store later today. If I don't go today, the dogs will have nothing to eat. So I'm motivated. But I cannot believe the prices of everything. Has the trend been heading in the right direction? And what are some of the biggest line items that are still experiencing elevated prices?
Yeah, I mean, in 2024, inflation has affected people in various ways. You look at, as you mentioned, grocery stores and travel and dining out, and those who have different spending habits will experience inflation differently. And that's one of the things that is always very misleading, because the numbers will come out, and the latest inflation report said the 12-month inflation rate was about 2.7%. Well, you know, that's kind of an average. And really what I ask people is, what are you actually spending your money on? And as you approach 2025, we're hoping inflation continues to trend downward. It's looking good. Mm-hmm. But there's still some categories like vehicle insurance, rent, and food are still seeing elevated prices. And really, when we look at financial planning and doing retirement planning for our clients, our team will look at, what are you actually spending your money on? You know, where's your budget going? Is it going toward food, toward energy? And look at those line items that you're particularly spending your money on. Because if the government sends the numbers 3%, but you're seeing more like 6 or 7% inflation, that's a better number to use in your plan, not using the government's number, but using your personal inflation rate. And that's really a big difference in planning if you're using 3% versus 5, 6% or whatever you're spending your money on. One of the things that I really love is coffee, and I've found a way to make it at home, but a lot of people still eat out and get coffee on the run. And believe it or not, Tom, coffee has surged to the highest level since 1977. And this is being influenced by supply chain issues, some of the new regulations on coffee trading. And 73% of Americans will drink coffee daily. Many coffee shop patrons should brace for price increases here coming up. There are going to be some price increases. And it used to be that many people drank black coffee, but nowadays it's only 18% of the population. So you add in all those extra syrups and milks and goat milk and oat milk and everything else that people are putting in their coffee. They should brace for higher prices here in the year ahead, particularly for coffee drinks.
Oh, Jay, I don't know how I can recover from that. That's very disappointing.
But you need a good financial.
Yeah, you need a good financial planner. Well, we are helping you build investment strategies that reflect biblical principles. That's why we're here. And so stay tuned. We'll be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Faith and Retirement. You know, Jay, we don't know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. And we can be sure that there's going to be some change coming up in 2025 and beyond, right? I'm thinking that one wise New Year's resolution might be for some of our listeners to consider getting professional wise counsel to prepare for retirement. Help from a fiduciary CFP like you. I don't know about you, but for us, Christmas and New Year's is a time where we get a chance to sit down and talk a little bit more, maybe with the extended family, about big picture stuff and make future plans. Do you usually see an upswing in new clients in early January? People who've been thinking and talking about it?
I think we do. And the biggest thing typically in the new year, it has to do with people looking back and just really looking at what they did the prior year. And people tend to focus on a lot of what they did wrong. You know, I missed out. It's the fear of missing out. And I missed out on artificial intelligence, or I missed out on this group of stocks, or I didn't have enough in stocks, or I should have bought gold. And a lot of times, you know, Bitcoin, you know, has done really well. And a lot of our clients are saying, you know, should we add Bitcoin now? And we've added, you know, for some of our clients, Bitcoin earlier this year in January. I kind of had predicted earlier this year that Bitcoin would outperform stocks. And now they're seeing Bitcoin over 100,000. Everybody wants to get in. So a lot of times what ends up happening is it's that fear of missing out, and that can lead to many mistakes. And that's where people start to seek out advice. And really often it's life change too. Maybe they're changing jobs or thinking of retiring or came into an inheritance or selling a business. Whatever it may be, those life changes are really good to start the new year fresh. And some of the things that we help people as we do year-end check-ins, or we do a 2025, let's start the year off right, we're going to evaluate your situation, review your income, your savings, your debt, expenses, investments, your retirement plans. Are they heading in the right direction, or do you need to make some major changes? But what we like to do is what's called SMART goals. We look at something that's, the S stands for specific, the M is for measurable, the A is for attainable, the R is for relevant, the T is for time bound, and then the last T is for, like I said, time bound goals. And we want to make sure that we're helping our clients to, and prospective clients, to reduce debt, save for retirement, make sure they're prioritizing their goals and saving and investing in the areas that they need to be to reach their goals. So doing that kind of year end or beginning of year check-in is really an important time to really start 2025 off on the right foot. And as we get toward the end of the year and toward the beginning of the year, we tend to see a lot more activity because people, they want to change. You can't keep doing the same thing. It's like if you want to lose weight, you can't just keep eating the same thing and not exercising and hope you'll lose weight. I mean, there are these, you know, diet drugs and all these quick answers, but, you know, long-term sustainability, you've got to eat right and you've got to work out. It's the same with your finances. You've got to have a financial plan and work that financial plan. And that's what we can help our listeners do. If they go to faithinretirement.com, they can get a free year-end checkup or start 2025 off on the right foot, get a free consultation, and we'll either tell you you're in good shape or bad shape, what you could do differently. We call it the SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to your plan. We can do that for you absolutely free. And you can simply just go to faithinretirement.com and get that free check-in.
Well, we really love our listeners, and we're concerned about you. Jay, you know, you help our listeners make sure their investments line up with their biblical values. That's the reason we're here. But can we really avoid every company that produces, provides, or promotes anything biblically offensive?
Well, I think, Tom, as Christians, right, we really have two mandates. And the first is in the parable of the talents. We're called to multiply what God's given us. We're not to bury it in the ground and just be fearful. And the second is we want to do things that honor our faith and our Lord, right? So we want to invest in a way that lines up with our faith and values. So we've got to get a good return and do so in a way that honors the Lord. We call this at Faith Investor Services getting faithful returns. It's biblically responsible investing. You got to be biblically responsible, but it's also investing. You've got to get a good return. And that's really what we try to do. We started the Christian Stock Fund. It's ticker symbol PRAY. And it's about 60 to 70 Christian companies. And these companies are not going to be perfect. This side of heaven, there's going to be no perfect company, no perfect person. But there are good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly ones and focus on good companies that are improving our world, making a difference. And that's really what we seek to do, our team, as we get together and look at companies. We use a lens, a biblical lens. We're going to look at, you know, is the company doing something that clearly violates God's word? Are they producing abortion pills or supporting Planned Parenthood? Or what are they doing with their donations? What is the company producing? Is it pornography or explicit entertainment? Are they producing products that are addictive and really entrapping mankind? Things like alcohol and tobacco and gambling that are very addictive and can create all kinds of harm in society. And really the big question we ask is this company improving or harming society? And does it line up with God's word? And that's really the litmus test that we use when we're looking at investments. And then obviously it has to be a great investment opportunity. But the first set of lenses is it lining up with our Christian values, with our Christian faith? And as I said earlier, no company's perfect, but there certainly are those good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's focus on the good ones. And that's really what we seek to do at Faith Investor Services.
If you want to reach out to Jay and ask your questions, you can do that at 800-270-7310. Jay, the end of the year is a perfect time to give back to others. And here in our last couple of minutes, people are interested in supporting their church, their favorite ministry, their community. But there are right and wrong ways to do that. Are there any end-of-the-year giving strategies that might be able to benefit our listeners and the ministries they care about?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that we really focus on, is helping our clients really to be better givers. We want them to have more, so they can give more. And the Lord says it's better to give than to receive. And God obviously gave his only son for our salvation. And throughout the scripture, it's a common theme is you can't outgive God, right? That he is our father and he wants the best for his children. And God wants us to be more like Jesus and show his character. And we can do this through our giving. And we can help with charitable contributions if you have an RMD or taking money out of IRAs. A lot of people don't realize if you make those checks directly payable to ministries or churches, 501c3s, qualified ministries, that you don't have to pay the taxes on that. That can go directly to a ministry, and that's a way to support, you know, additional tithing and additional giving. The other thing we help a lot of clients with is planned giving through donor-advised funds, where you can get a major tax advantage and be able to create almost like a family foundation where your family can sit down once a year, talk about where you're going to be giving for the year and write some checks to these ministries. You can also volunteer. We help our clients to look at ministry opportunities. Donating unwanted items is another way. And then setting up recurring distributions and donations to their favorite charities and ministries. And those planned giving opportunities, like I said, we can sit down with a person, help them create a legacy plan, and make sure that they're giving more to their church, more to those ministries that are really important to them and near and dear to their hearts. That's really what we focus on, not only the investing, but having more so they can give more to those causes that line up with their faith and values.
Thank you, my good friend. Merry Christmas to you. Jay, congratulations on your daughter's special day on Monday, graduating from the University of South Carolina. And
thank
so
you.
That is great. You know, Jay is an author, he's fiduciary, a certified financial planner. You know that. He's also senior portfolio manager for Faith Investor Services, and he also shepherds our family finances. I really want to thank you for listening today. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager
of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.